Well, now it's starting.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's recording. Because the numbers are moving there.
This is Joan Faulkner Bird interviewing Rob Levin at his home in CeeLo, Western North Carolina, on December 11th, 2004, for the archive.
Excuse me. Oh, did that really blow up your eardrums?
The Soviet Institution. Disc number one.
I didn't think about you having those headphones on.
So we think this is recording.
Well, let's begin with you giving us a little bit about your background.
I was born September 25th, 1948, in Baltimore, Maryland, and my dad had a drugstore in Dundalk, Maryland, which was right outside of Baltimore. And let's see, should I talk some about childhood and those things? I had a, in some ways, kind of a conventional childhood. I've been trying to think back. In terms of early artistic experiences that might have influenced me, and one thing is that my parents had lots of books and music around all the time, and took us to museums and plays mm-hmm. and ballet and things like that. So I think there was a lot of just kind of general appreciation for the arts that happened mm-hmm. in our household.
And music very much.
And music, yeah, especially. Although neither of my parents and none of my grandparents were musical. My mom liked to sing around the house, so maybe she was, I guess she was musical. I remember as a child, I liked to draw and paint and do those kinds of things, but I didn't really take any art courses to speak of. I got involved in theater when I was in high school. I guess it was sort of the a little bit the alternative culture of the high school existence at that time, and that mm-hmm. partially drew me to it. But I got real interested in lighting design and set design, so I did all that kind of work for the productions that we did at the high school,
mm-hmm.
and I also started working part time at a theater up in Baltimore, so I'd commute there and just do volunteer work and help hang lights and ran the lights for some productions and was in one or two productions too, but I really preferred the backstage
mm-hmm.
stuff. So when it came time for me to go to college, I was talking to some of the people at the theater. And this theater had been founded by a bunch of graduates from Denison University. They had all come out of the theater program there together and decided to start a theater together. And so they suggested applying to Denison and going to school there. And so I was able to get into the school to Denison. And worked for in my freshman year, did a lot of work in the theater department, and then during my sophomore year I started taking art courses to help with the theater design work, lighting design and stuff, and seemed to just gravitate more into doing that kind of work and to excuse me, into being with in that.